This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. One night with Laura.
Hi there, podcasters. It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1. We've been searching the whole country trying to find a hottie for Laura who works on our show. And we are down to the final three. Shep, Gareth and Ben. These are the most eligible bachelors in the UK. Now, before today, all we knew about Ben was that he could play the accordion. So we were quite shocked with some of his revelations that he told us when he came in. Remember, he is one of the most eligible bachelors in the UK right now. Possibly Laura's Mr. Right. It's Ben. So far we've met Shep on One Night with Laura. He's one of our finalists. He's the one that may have a girlfriend, but he has volunteered to take a lie detector test just to see if he has or not. So we will find out the truth. What do you think about all that? Have you heard about it?
I did listen to that. It was like, he's got a girlfriend. Well, he may or may not have. Some lack of communication somewhere along the lines, I think.
It's a very generous way of putting it.
And yesterday we met Gareth. He's a bit of a one, isn't he?
Yeah, I've met Gareth, yeah. He likes his beer, doesn't he?
Yep.
Or cider.
Well, when we spoke to him yesterday, he was very, very sober. And people seem to quite like him. What do you think about him?
He's a nice guy. He has a couple of beers and he's a bit random. And then you see him when he hasn't had a couple of beers and he's still a bit random, but just speaks slightly quicker. But a nice bloke. They're both great guys, you know.
Well, today, Ben, it's all about you.
Oh, thank you.
Do you like what I did there? See what I did with your song that you did?
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to play the chord after my name as well, or have you given up on that? There we go. Lovely, yeah. Right.
So, after the show on Monday, all three of you went on a speed date with Laura, didn't you?
We did, yes.
Now, she did some strange things while you were there, didn't she?
Yes. While it was being recorded, and I was unaware it was being recorded, so it was like, let's sit down, have a little bit of a chat. Okay, says the lady, I'm going to press record now, which wasn't really necessary because it was already being recorded.
Now, we did try and put you off Laura a little bit.
You didn't try very hard, really, did you?
Well, didn't seem to bother you at all.
No, not really. I mean, we're all only human. Humans, you know, we do various things at various times of the day, and I think if you play the clip, you'll know what I mean.
Hiya.
Hi.
Sorry, I've just been to the loo. I wouldn't go in there for 10 minutes or so. I've left a right stink.
Oh, well, we were looking for Gareth. I thought he'd passed out in there earlier.
Entirely possible. Okay, so that didn't put you off at all?
No, not at all.
You're okay with a girl who stinks out the toilets, yeah?
I do myself, you know. We'll be fighting it out.
Hi, girls. And then she started asking you some questions, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
And there was a bit of a theme to the question she was asking, wasn't there?
Yeah, we kind of compared notes in the cafe afterwards. It was like, well, you were asked about that, and she asked me about this. Oh, how unusual's that?
Okay, let's have a listen.
Do you want children?
Eventually. I mean, at the moment, I'm still sort of living my life, just trying to have a few experiences, but one day.
Would you rather have girls or boys?
And in this day and age, it's still not really something you can reliably choose. You know, a little princess or a little prince with his train set. Doesn't really matter.
And is it best to have them early or later?
You can't decide. You've just got to go with it and see how you both feel at the time.
See, if I was on a date with her, that would put me right off.
Yeah.
As would most blokes, I think.
Not really. I mean, mates of mine have got kids and once you get used to them, they're fine.
Although if they're right. Two of you had kids, God, think of the nappies.
Oh, God.
God, dear.
So, still not put off by that, either?
No.
You want this bad, don't you? You really do? What about when she did this?
Sorry.
That's fine.
Excuse me. Cool. Well, hopefully I'll see you later on, then.
Hopefully.
Did you kiss her after she just burped?
No.
What was that noise? Yeah. What was the noise after she burped?
Don't know. But, you know, I mean, if she's going to be drinking champagne at that time in the morning, even though it was really fizzy apple juice, thank you very much, it has that, you know, well, we all do it, don't we? Yeah. Don't we? Even young ladies, you know.
So you don't mind a girl who burps, drinks in the morning, is really needy for children, smelly-arsed, you're fine with all that, are you?
I think most women are just like that anyway. They just try and hide it. They just hide it a bit more.
Oh, I think you might have just lost the female vote there, Ben. All women are smelly-arsed. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
So, Ben, what is it like to be one of the three most eligible bachelors in the country at the moment?
It's a bit weird going into work and everybody sort of singing at you when you walk in.
They sing at you?
Yeah, you know exactly what they sing, that song. The one that... Yeah, luckily they don't follow me all round with accordions.
Maybe they should.
Yeah, that would be a bit surreal.
You're like Prince. You should change your name to...
The artist formerly known as Ben.
Now, has your life changed at all? I mean, have you had people crawling out of the woodwork, wanting to know you? Laura's had that a lot.
Not really.
She's not spoken to them for years, and suddenly they want to be her friend. She's got aunties she's never heard of contacting her.
Yeah, well, luckily I employ a body double whenever I go out, so basically my line manager at work, we do sound alike, look a little bit alike. He's slightly older, slightly bigger, but other than that, I get accused of being his clone, so I told him, if I become rich and famous, you could get a job as a tribute act to me. So start learning to play the accordion.
He'll need a tribute Laura, though, as well, won't he?
Well...
Now, we only put you through, we realised, after the audition, on your accordion playing, because we were blown away by it. But we don't actually know much about you at all, do we? We didn't really ask you any questions. We were like, yep, you're through.
No, it was like two questions. Yeah. Play the accordion. Yeah, go on then.
I wasn't even there.
No, but I mean, a lot of people had harder questioning than you had, right?
Yes.
And you could be an axe-wielding homicidal maniac, for all I know. Would you take a lie detector test to prove that you don't have a girlfriend or unearth any other horrible secrets that we might not know about you at the moment?
Yeah, why not?
You'd be up for that. Shep says he would.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, cool. Now, we've spoken to a couple of your friends.
Yes.
Do you recognise this voice?
He's very patriotic. And if you play the national anthem, it'll stand up. For a while, we got the ringtone on one of our phones, and we spent the entire evening ringing each other up so the national anthem would play, and every time he stood up, it was most entertaining.
Hello, Simon. Thank you for that.
So, is that an old friend of yours, Simon, is it?
Oh, Simon, yeah. I must have known him about 10 years or so, yeah.
See. And is that true, what he said?
Go on, play it.
No, is it true?
It is.
He is actually standing up. Right, thank you. Sit down now. There we are. Right, so Simon told us some more stuff about you as well, if you'd like to hear that, yeah?
Go on, then.
We both went out drinking for an entire day, got totally slaughtered, and then on the way home, went into the back of what we thought was a derelict house for a week. It actually wasn't. So we got done for burglary after that.
So you're a burglar?
try not to associate myself with one, but this derelict random house.
He's on his feet again. Go on, sorry, carry on telling the story.
So at the back of a park in the local town, there's this house that's been boarded up for years. So it's like, well, we don't want to go for a wee in public, because a friend of mine got fined for doing that. Yeah. So we'll go in the garden. It's private property, but trespass isn't actually a crime. It's only a civil offence, so...
You can carry on the story while standing up.
Yeah, well,
go on.
So we get to this derelict house and think, wow.
Still standing.
Found this back door with a very piece of rotten chipboard over it. Oh, no, let's go inside. Just happened the guy next door had a bit of rotten chipboard on his back door. So it was confusing because this derelict boarded up
house. Sit down now, Spencer.
Flushed the loo, washed her hands, towel. And then about 10 minutes later, as we're sort of staggering back through the hole, and the brain hasn't quite kind of caught up. Oh, good evening, I'm a policeman. Hi, we're just leaving.
Okay. So do you have a criminal record?
Officially, no, because things like that, they go off your record after a number of years. Oh, right. It was a number of years ago. So I had to spend a little time planting daffodils in the middle of roundabouts and, cutting old ladies' grass, lawns, yes.
So you've done the community service?
I have, it's great.
Okay. Is being arrested for burglary the most rock and roll thing you've done so far in your life?
Well, rock and roll is rock and roll, isn't it? And drinking beer and...
carry on.
When you have a
move
few
the microphone
beers,
towards your mouth. Sorry.
When you have a few beers, you do silly things. Yeah. I mean, some people wake up with a tattoo. I woke up and it's like, what's that mark? Oh, it's a mark from some handcuffs around my wrist.
We've all been there, haven't we? Hey.
All right, listen, Ben, it's been great to talk to you today and find out a bit more about you.
Thank you.
That was Ben, one of our finalists on One Night with Laura. So, who will win One Night with Laura? The live final is on BBC Radio 1 this Friday, the 7th of April, from 7 a.m, with the results from 4 p.m. Go to Radio 1 online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, for everything One Night with Laura.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.